Speaking of business, we've got with us this morning Marty Berkowitz, who is with the Ohio Business Expo, talking about an event coming up on March 25th. Marty, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Yes, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you. I need to correct that. First of all, I'm with the Ohio Department of Administrative Services, and we're one of the two state agencies that are helping to promote this this business expo.
And talk about the reason for this business expo. Obviously, a business expo, you bring people together to showcase businesses. Any particular themes going on?
Well, yes. What this is an opportunity for minority businesses that want to be certified and that are be certified to get together with state procurement officials and find out how to improve their profile, to learn how to do business with the state, to have a chance to network with some of them. It's mostly state procurement representatives, but there are also some representatives from some private entities as well. And this just gives them an entree to up their profile and to learn more about how to do business with the state.
Marty, let's talk numbers for a second. Are there more or less minority-owned businesses out there, women-owned businesses?
Well, what the state's mandate is to do, and what the governor's initiative is to do, is to set aside 15% of all state business that is done to procure goods and services for state agencies to minority certified minority vendors. So this is an opportunity to raise that number, and that is in keeping with the governor's initiative to meet those set asides.
Is the business done through a bidding process? Do they just find out that there's a service that is in that business need? What kind of things does the state of Ohio need to run?
Well, what the procurement services do is what the services do is they purchase goods and services and through contracts with other state agencies. Basically, it's the engine that keeps the state running. You know, whatever their business needs are, that's something they do through state procurement.
And Marty, if people want to get involved in this, is there still time?
Well, this expo is dated March 25th. It's going to be taking place at the Aladdin Shrine Center in Columbus, Ohio. There is still some room for some people to register and to walk in, and they'll have an opportunity to meet with representatives from the state. There'll be several workshops going on, concurrent with also several information booths where people can have their questions answered by going to booths, and there'll be representatives that they can meet there as well. The event is taking place between 9 and 1 p.m. on March 25th, as I say. And this is the admission is free, parking is free. People can register online, but they can also walk in to learn more about the event. They can come and visit. They can visit the website, our website, the Department of Administrative Services, at das.ohio.gov/OBERSVP, or they can contact 614-466-8380. Now, at the same time, there's also an opportunity for them to get information about minority business assistance centers through the Development Services Agency, the Ohio Development Services Agency. And what they can do there is go to the website minority.ohio.gov or contact 614-466-5700. And this is for folks who are interested in registering their businesses and finding out more about this program and how we work.
Marty, one more thing. You mentioned certification or recertification. What are we talking about there?
Well, certification through the state has two programs. One is called the Minority Business Enterprise, and the other is called Encouraging Diversity, Growth, and Equity. These are programs. They go through a certification program that enables them to register their business to do business with the state procurement office.
Our guest today has been Marty Berkowitz with the Ohio Department of Administrative Services, talking about the Ohio Business Expo. Again, it's coming up on March 25th at the Aladdin Shrine Center in Columbus. Thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it, Marty.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much, and thank you for your interest.